Welcome back, everybody. It's Tuesday, March 26, 2024. Now, if you're in Southwest Madison County, that's in Madison or West Huntsville, and you vote in Alabama House District 10, don't forget today's special election. You'll be voting on who will replace former State Representative David Cole, who resigned while facing an illegal voting charge. Today, we'll lean into the crime beat a little more than usual. It was not a slow news day on the old blotter. My name's Ike Morgan, and we're down in Alabama. A woman was sentenced to more than 8 years in prison for setting fires inside First Baptist Church Montgomery in 2021, reports AL.com's Carol Robinson. The woman's from China, but was living in Auburn on a student visa. That visa had expired, so in addition to arson, she was charged with illegal possession of a firearm. According to evidence at the trial, she had previously acted oddly around church staff. Then on September 30th of that year, she set multiple fires inside the church, causing $25,000 in damage. Of course, she was seen and identified with the help of surveillance video. The Dothan Police Department teamed up with Covenant Rescue Group for 2 days of looking for child predators, reports AL.com's Carol Robinson. You know, these were all reported by Carol Robinson, unless I say otherwise. Investigators engaged in online chats with people looking to meet minors for sexual activity. Authorities said they had 11 men who set up meetings with what they thought were children. They said the 11 men showed up and were arrested. They're now facing charges such as human trafficking, electronic solicitation of a child, and traveling to meet a child for an unlawful sex act. Those charged range in ages from 19 to 63. A lab tech is facing charges that he sold urine to people trying to pass drug tests in Shelby County, reports AL.com's Carol Robinson. Now, it's not clear whether the alleged urine was his, nor from a clean sample at the lab, or perhaps a donor. But authorities claim that a lab tech for Shelby County Community Corrections, on two occasions, accepted cash in exchange for clean urine. The drug testing was being done as part of a program to defer prosecution. The charge for this alleged crime is bribery as a public servant, and it's a felony. Last week, a man was electrocuted, and the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office believes he was taking copper from an electrical box. It happened at a mostly vacant apartment complex, so authorities believe the man didn't realize the lines were live. And broadcast journalist Linda Cardwell passed away on March 14th, reports AL.com's Greg Garrison. She was diagnosed years ago with multiple sclerosis. Cardwell graduated from Hoax Bluff High School in Etowah County and the University of Alabama. She was a TV anchor for Channel 40 in Anniston and Channel 42 in Birmingham. She also did some radio work and had a communications job with HealthSouth. She went on to anchor the Golf Network's first primetime news show in 1995. Business Alabama magazine executive editor Alec Harvey, quote, "She was very sweet and beautiful, inside and out, so talented too. She was so kind and so brave. Her family and her church meant so much to her." Linda Cardwell was only 62 years old. Before I go, I wanted to mention one other thing. If y'all want to hear about the background of a story that played out here and on AL.com a couple years ago, reporters Ashley Remkes and John Archibald are being featured on the very first episode of the Pulitzer on the Road podcast. Now, that's not our production. It belongs to the folks at the Pulitzer Prizes. The story they're featuring is the Brookside Predatory Policing Series that won Ashley and John and other staffers a 2023 Pulitzer and led to big changes in the city and even a state law that keeps municipalities from making 10% or more of their revenue off fines and traffic fees. The episode is called Small Town Shakedown, and the podcast is Pulitzer on the Road. Tell them that Down in Alabama sent you. Hey, we'll be back here again tomorrow. Until then, y'all come on by and see what we're doing anytime you want to on the internet at al.com.